Norwegian ships off the coast of Cyprus, waiting for the call to head to Syria to pick up some of the world's most dangerous cargo. Chemical weapons, like those blamed for the deadly attack on civilians in August. But the ongoing fighting has made getting the toxins to the port of Latakia difficult.
Of course, there's a clear determination.
Sigrid Kaag with the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons.
Security, I think all parties agree that this is, of course, a big concern, always, but it also impacts the safety of any convoy and the safety of any effort.
The OPCW has been warning for days that transport of the most critical chemicals before December 31st was unlikely. For now, though, the delay is not raising concern in Washington, which characterized the deadline as ambitious. State Department spokeswoman Marie Harf.
Welcome back. As long as we see forward progress, that's what's most important here, and we have.
The agreement with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad does not call for eliminating all chemical weapons until the end of June. Yet some experts worry the longer it takes to eliminate Syria's arsenal, the greater the danger. Andrew Tabler is at the Washington Institute.
President Assad knows very well that his usefulness to the international community rapidly drops off as soon as he gives up those chemical weapons. I think he has an interest in dragging this out.
Just one more worry as the international community tries to end the bloodshed.
Approximately 1 nautical mile clear of me as I'm exporting dangerous goods. Over.
And eventually to rid Syria of chemical weapons. Jeff Selden, VOA News.
No problem.